I've been saying the same thing for years and years, so today's presentation is kind of a mix of a friendly reminder of why we say what we say and why we are advising it. It's kind of going back to the beginning so that you can plant your feet a little more firmly when you say, yes, you can do this, no, you cannot do that. So that's kind of the point of today, and to focus a little bit on specifically the land use decisions, and they seem to, a lot of them seem to surround the notice of meeting requirement, because when you can't hit a land use issue head on that you're not happy about, they oftentimes look at procedure, and that oftentimes also involves the Texas Open Meetings Act. And the Attorney General opinion in 2008, GA-0668, that's the one you need to look at all the time for your sufficiency of notice. Three prongs. First one, compare the content of the notice to the action taken at the meeting. That's the Markowski case. That's a 1997 appellate case out of Waco. Markowski was the fire chief. He and a captain were suspended on allegations by a firefighter named Keegans that there had been racial discrimination. They posted an emergency item. We all know the basics, right? You have to have notice for your public meetings. There's exceptions to things that can be discussed in closed session, okay? So this is one of those closed session items to determine what to do with the fire chief and the captain after their suspension. And this was the notice. Grievance of Firefighter Keegans. Action, if any, to be taken on grievance of Firefighter Keegans. Now, there's nothing to indicate that this is thinking about disciplining, possibly firing the fire chief, is it? There's a disconnect. So that's rule number one.